You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. Shortly after the government set out its planned spending cuts last year, the BBC's global news director Peter Horrocks warned that hundreds of jobs would be at risk at the World Service. Foreign Office funding to the World Service was significantly cut, leaving it needing to find savings of more than 16% over the next few years. And this week, Horrocks' warning became a reality, as it was announced that 650 jobs are expected to be cut by the time the World Service moves under the licence fee, more than 400 of those by the end of this year. The BBC will aim to make savings of around £90 million in the first year, with other measures including the closure of five full language services, radio programming in seven languages, and the phased reduction of most shortwave and medium wave distribution. We spoke to Horrocks after he made the announcement to ask how staff have reacted to the news.
I think the overwhelming emotion amongst journalists at the World Service is shock, at the scale of it. It's clearly a very big and significant moment to have such reductions. People are asking questions about the basis of the decisions. They're asking about whether there might be some possibility of the numbers not being quite so big. Some of them are asking about the future, but I believe that many of them are just simply thinking about, you know, has my job gone? How am I going to be affected? And that's understandable and inevitable.
He then explained the next process for potentially affected staff following the announcement.
Well, the people working within services that are closing, we're telling them immediately, and although there's a small possibility that they might be able to be redeployed, for those people, they're directly at risk immediately. For the and that's 70 out of the jobs that we've announcing today, which is 480. However, for all of the others, they're in categories. So you might be part of the Arabic service, and a proportion of the Arabic service journalists are going to go. We'll have discussions with the unions, which will look at the possibility of voluntary redundancy. If we don't have sufficient volunteers, or if we don't think we can get the right teams for our future services, then we may need to consider further processes which could include compulsory redundancy or selection. We'd prefer not to go there. That's a matter of policy for the BBC. But given the scale of these changes, it's hard to see how compulsory redundancies will be avoided in all areas.
Despite the proposed cuts, Horrocks was insistent that the service would maintain its reputation for quality journalism.
The audience levels are clearly going to go down. That's quite straightforward. If you turn off a radio transmission, then the audiences stop getting it. But what we're attempting to do with what remains, and that is still significant, you know, we've still got 26 languages, we've still got brilliant English services on all of our platforms, is to sustain the quality of those and to maintain the reputation through the quality of the journalism. So a lot of this is about sustaining that in the places where it's most important. So whether it's in Afghanistan, Somalia, Burma, or our brilliant English services, which are, you know, loved in places like North America, where in the USA, there's no decent international journalism at all. So I think there is a way that we can sustain that quality, but clearly that there's a risk because of the loss of reach that we're bound to suffer.
With the press conference over, members of the National Union of Journalists began to gather outside Bush House, where the World Service is based, in protest against the cuts. Addressing the assembled group, General Secretary Jeremy Deer said the union would fight the cuts and is prepared to take action if necessary.
The BBC have told us that there is now a consultation. We will take part in that consultation and we will explain why the cuts that they are proposing today will irreparably damage the reputation and the services of the BBC around the world. But we will not just take part in their consultation. If at the end of that consultation they do not accept alternative proposals that we will put forward, then we will be prepared to take action to defend jobs and services. We will not just rely on those at the BBC World Service to do that, because the BBC World Service makes a contribution not only to global journalism, but to the BBC's coverage of global events across all of its platforms. And therefore, this is a fight not just for people at the BBC World Service, but for everyone across the whole of the BBC. And we will enlist the support of all those millions of people around the world who rely on your journalism in order to shine a light in the dark corners of so many despotic governments around the world. And we will not allow those people to be abandoned for short-term political cuts that are being made by this government and carried